The more troubled and difficult the world becomes, the more important it becomes to be optimistic, and the more deeply we need to root our optimism. When we cannot reasonably base it on the way things are going, we know that we have to base it in the ultimate reality of God. We know that it has to be radical. Pierre Teilhard de Chardin said that we will not make the effort that is necessary to move us to the next stage of evolution, to form the world of the noosphere, the hyper-personal, the world of global peace and friendship and prosperity, unless we believe it has a very good chance of succeeding. We need to be optimistic. Visions of utopias have a place in our thoughts and in our efforts because they activate the ideas and the desires that move us in those directions. In our personal lives and concerns, optimism makes a big difference, measurably improving our health and career success. Maddie J.T. Stepanek, author of Journey Through Heart Songs, says that positive attitudes impel us towards the journey for world peace, and world peace, harmony, and confidence are essential for our future. Poem 13. Without confidence, we may not have a future. And anyway, without confidence, who has the heart to go forward in living and to enjoy living? Confidence, optimism, is fundamentally necessary to true pleasure and happiness, to improvements, and to life itself. This book is about a way of obtaining this radical optimism by means of contemplation. Contemplation means withdrawing attention from outward, objective, particular, and temporal concerns, and refocusing on inward, subjective, general, and even eternal realities. This transcendent standpoint brings us to a deeper place with surer values and a more authentic selfhood. From this place, we are also better able to deal with the temporal and particular. Essential to both the inward movement and the outward movement is an orientation we may call purity of heart. Contemplation is not just an intellectual activity. It is also a moral and a devotional matter. Unless we have freed ourselves of violence, anger, vengefulness, and vindictiveness, we will not be able to retire within. Unless we have detached from lust, greed, envy, and covetousness, we will not be able to refocus on the transcendent level. Unless we are energized by yearning for the divine as the real and are willing to be embedded in it rather than making use of it, we will never find it. People who are long-term practitioners of contemplation characteristically drop one local self-identification after another. They no longer see their personal reality limited to membership in this group rather than that. The whole truth about them is not summed up by a recital of what sex, race, nation, religion, social stratum they belong to. They experience themselves as being more real at a level that transcends all these classifications, and they simultaneously see other people at the same level of commonality. This view inevitably makes for peaceful and supportive relationships. It is in this sense that contemplation necessarily involves metaphysics. Metaphysics is not an item in a New Age agenda, but a branch of philosophy that studies what all beings have in common. It is the most general science. This is why the contemplative, after learning to quiet the mind sufficiently, to withdraw it from the concerns of everyday particularity, focuses on the most far-reaching questions, the relation of the finite to the infinite, of the contingent to the necessary, of the temporal to the eternal, and of these pairs themselves. We ask whether they are ineluctably polarized with respect to one another, or whether they can be united in some way. This metaphysical exploration is carried on in this book by means of familiar religious metaphors that invite the practicing contemplative to enter into a subjective perspective in which something universal can be seen. For instance, the meditation on the heart of Jesus is an exercise to help the meditator center into the core of being, where both the infinite, divinity, and the finite, humanity, can be found in mutual indwelling. This kind of practice is proposed because the crucial transition in the contemplative process is not so much what is seen, as in the position from which it is seen.